From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Columbia Green Media about a major jump in the number of COVID-19 cases this week in Greene County. There were 19 new cases of COVID-19 and 2 new hospitalizations in Greene County in a 24-hour period between July 21st and July 22nd, according to Greene County Public Health. None of the people contracting the illness were vaccinated, according to Greene County Administrator Sean Groden. Groden said July 23rd, and I quote, "Please get vaccinated at one of the local pharmacies around our county," end quote. 8 of the new cases are in Greenville, 5 are in Earlton, 3 in Coxsackie, and 1 each in Durham, Freehold, and Hanacroy. Groden said, and I quote, "A couple of weeks ago, we had 0 positives, and we now have 32 as of yesterday. I do believe we had a congregation of events. 9 or 10 of the recent cases were all from the same event, which gives me some pause. It's not as much of a crisis because if they were all at the same event, it's not spread in the community as much," end quote. Only 53.5% of all residents of Greene County have received at least 1 vaccine dose, but some parts of Greene County are much less vaccinated. Surprise has the lowest vaccination rate in the county with 28.2%, while in Coxsackie, only 31.9% of residents have received a vaccine dose. Now Greene County officials are planning on bringing back coronavirus vaccination points of distribution in mid to late August. Anyone can also get a vaccine at Price Chopper, 320 West Bridge Street, Walgreens at 19 Central Avenue, Walmart at 30 Catskill Commons, CVS Pharmacy at 7600 Route 32 in Cairo, Hannaford's at 223 Main Street in Cairo, and Walgreens at 5 Garland Avenue in Greenville. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Colin Kinneberg reports for New York Focus that on July 19th, Albany became the first municipality in New York to pass, and I quote, "good cause," end quote, eviction protections, which would stop landlords from evicting tenants or increasing rents more than 5% without justification. Now, Hudson Valley activists want to pass good cause laws in other towns and cities. Michael Gatine Suarez, Hudson-based managing director of the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, said, and I quote, "housing prices here in Columbia and Greene counties have just gone through the roof," end quote. Certainly, more people have moved to the Hudson Valley since the pandemic began. A New York Times survey showed the city of Hudson saw the greatest spike in migration of any metro area in the country from 2019 to 2020, with Kingston ranking second. Pattern for Progress, a Newburgh-based research group, found that median home prices increased by 23% across the Hudson Valley from early 2020 to early 2021. In Greene County, the New York State Association of Realtors reports a more than 70% increase in median home values from the same time last year. Gatine Suarez says, and I quote, "with that come speculative investors who are just buying homes here in the Hudson Valley to make a quick buck," end quote. He claims some landlords are doubling rents and that without any kind of stabilization system in place, and I quote, "there are no checks and balances," end quote. Tiffany Garagia, Democrat majority leader on Hudson City Council, said some of her fellow council members are, and I quote, "a little skeptical," end quote, "of good cause," and I quote, "but once they get a full understanding of the law, I think they will understand and see that it works for both sides. People are getting priced out, bought out, and the outcome is that there's no option. There's nothing affordable," end quote. She added, and I quote, "we're hitting a mark in the city where there's absolutely no place to live," end quote. Read more about this story at New York Focus. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Andrew Cuomo on July 22nd signed a bill raising the age of consent for marriage in New York to 18. Cuomo said, and I quote, This administration fought hard to successfully end child marriage in New York, and I am proud to sign this legislation to strengthen our laws and further protect vulnerable children from exploitation, end quote. He added, and I quote, children should be allowed to live their childhood, and I thank the many legislators and advocates who worked diligently to advance this measure and further prevent forced marriages in this state, end quote. 4 years ago, New York raised the age of consent from 14 to 18, but allowed for 17-year-olds to be married with the consent of parents and the courts. State Senator Julia Salazar, a sponsor of the bill, said, and I quote, regardless of maturity level, minors lack sufficient legal rights and autonomy that they need to protect them if they enter a marriage contract before becoming adults. The vast majority of minors who enter a marriage are teenage girls, and getting married before adulthood often has devastating consequences for them, end quote. The bill goes into effect in 30 days, and you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.